Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. Thank you so much. Today we have Master Sio as our guest, and I'm very excited about him talking about his energetic healing. Anyway, he's an energetic healing master, and I've taken classes with him, and he's absolutely wonderful. He demonstrates live how the human voice with proper training can cause listeners to actually feel healing sensation over the airwaves or the phone. And it's an amazing thing because I've had a phone session, and I can honestly say it's as though I was live present receiving the sessions. He's had thousands of listeners in both the U.S. and foreign countries who've experienced just amazing results just from a phone session, and he's going to start specializing in that. Master Sio himself is an authentic Hawaiian kahuna healing master and has started teaching effortless natural energetic healing with the aid of rituals, crystals, sage, and without the rituals. So it's a very hands-on, very light-touching, and some healing chants that just reverberate in our body quite amazingly. And it's always a pleasure. He has a workshop coming up this Saturday at LA Float, which will give you that information. It's on 22041 Clarendon Street in Woodland Hills, California, 91367, and you'll be able to contact him directly. Let me see if I can get him on the line here. I don't know why the call's not coming through here. And it's just an amazing technique. As you know, the ancient Hunas knew much about healing, and would use that for thousands of years to help people. I'm trying to see where he's at here, and so he should be calling in any minute. It's just a wonderful technique. I've done it. I've been trained in it, and it involves light touches. Here he is. Without further ado here, there must be a time difference from wherever he is. Master Sio, you're there.
Are you
Hello,
there,
Master
Gary?
Sio, are you there? Hello? Are you there, Master Sio? Hello? Master Sio? I'm sorry, we seem to be having some technical difficulty, and he did just dial in, and it's not... Hello, Master Sio, are you there? And I'm not sure what the technical difficulty is. He's right there on the other line, live. My apologies, really. Master Sio, are you there? Hello? Well, we seem to be having technical difficulty here. The great thing about Master Sio is he doesn't do tons of rituals or anything like that to make it any New Age mumbo-jumbo. It's just real, authentic results healing, and it doesn't take ages to learn. It just takes an open heart to the lower concept of love and the desire to heal. And I'm not sure why his call just dropped. So we are having technical difficulty here. My apologies here, and I don't quite understand. Let me just try to get through to him in a different thing to get him to recall here, and it'll just be one moment here. My apologies here. This is Gary Stewart on Conscious Connection. We always do our best, but sometimes technology gets the best of us, as in right now. There we go. So hopefully we'll call in and get through the second time here. So anyway, it's just an amazingly simple technique with very light touching and hands-on not really massaging, but I would say trigger points. You were touching different spiritual trigger points on the chakras. And here, let me see if he comes through again. Hello, Master Sio, are you there?
Yes.
Master Sio, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. There you
Hi.
Are, finally. Great. My apologies to our listeners. This is Gary Stewart on Conscious Connection. We had a little technical difficulty here, but thank you so much for being here. And that's great. I've given a rundown a couple of times about the modality and how its results approached without all the New Age mumbo-jumbo here. So you've been on the show before. You've been on the show before, and luckily I have you back. I'm very sorry to our listeners about the technical difficulty we had here. My sincere regrets for that. And I'll try to edit it out, but I'll give the correct start time here, if necessary, for people to skip over the first couple minutes while we're trying to get connected to your phone. So anyway, you've been on the show. We've talked about your healing work, and you're going into some new directions here. But why don't you just talk a little bit about the ancient kahuna healers of Hawaii?
Yes. Thank you, Gary. I'm very delighted to be here. It's really a great day here in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
and as far as the technical difficulties, I think that's very good. It is actually a lesson in keeping calm.
Yeah.
under adversity, you know, in the grand scheme of things, a little technical difficulty is a very, very minor blip.
Mm-hmm.
So, you ask about my work with the kahunas. I lived in some caves and lava tubes in Hawaii on the Big Island up in the mountains. And during the time I was up there, which was almost 7 months, I was required to be absolutely quiet. I mean, no talking. We made a lot of noises around playing games and being out in nature. The only sound we were allowed was laughter. And we learned to communicate with each other without actually verbalizing anything. And that is basically how I acquired my training. There were no written notes or actually verbal notes either. Just the vibrations were enough to infuse me with the teachings, authentic teachings of the ancient Hawaiians. And I'm very, very grateful for that. I'm very grateful your audience is here, and I'm very grateful for you, for your great love for myself personally, and especially for my work, and for sharing your own talents. It's very gratifying to me to find those qualities in you, Gary, and I want you to know, and I want your audience to know, that I'm very grateful for your own work and your own healing talents and powers, and for sharing yourself with me. So, as you understand, everything in existence is energy, meaning that it is a vibration. Or and throughout this show, I'm going to be using the words vibrations and frequency in basically the same in the same context. So, and energy, because when you break it down, as Einstein said, to the lowest common denominator, everything is energy, and we all just vibrate at different speeds, including the desk, the computer, the sink, the water, the air, the ocean, the turtles, and people. So sometimes people ask me, Gary, why would I say that the sink or the countertop vibrate? And it's very easy. They just vibrate at a very low speed. They don't seem to be moving, but they are actually moving on a quantum level. Everything is vibrating and kind of buzzing. And people who have been awakened to this kind of knowledge are highly aware of everything around themselves, what is happening, what kind of vibrations they pick up from people, whether it is a friendly vibration. And for the listening audience, you all know on a basic level what I'm talking about. For instance, if you walk into a supermarket or a cocktail party, and you just walk in and you already feel like this, wow, this room here, the people in here are kind of not very healthy, they're kind of they carry a lot of anger or fear. And then you walk to another party, and the vibrations you get are kind of nice and soft and friendly. And on a one-to-one basis, you might be walking past the cashier at the supermarket, and even if they don't smile at you, you feel they're very friendly. And, animals pick this up much more than human beings in general. A dog would instantly feel whether a person is hostile or friendly, and they react accordingly. Most dogs, of course, the trained dogs that are trained to attack never react to anything, but that's not their natural state.
Right.
So
exactly.
The way that I absorbed the teachings of the ancient Hawaiians was through adjusting myself to the frequency of my mentors, which were four very powerful kahunas, and by tuning myself to their frequency, I was able to communicate with them just like you and I are talking right now, without actually speaking.
Right, and so it's more telepathic in nature.
Absolutely. And you get to a point where people who vibrate at a very, very high frequency, you can read people's thoughts. And when I say people who vibrate at a very high frequency, I must include in this group our moms, mothers.
Yeah.
they have a very powerful set of antennas and frequency that they can tell when you are lying and when you're telling the truth. As a young boy, and even a few years ago until she passed away, I could never put anything past my mom. She already knew. Yes, she could read the vibrations of my voice. She would tell, I know you're not telling me the truth, so when you feel comfortable to do so, Sio, you can go ahead and tell me. I am not going to judge you.
That's great.
And then the tears would start flowing from my eyes. And I would say, Mom, thank you for reminding me to stay grounded and always be truthful. So basically, I spent nearly 7 months up in the hills in silence. And by tuning myself into them, and in the beginning, it was necessary that I stay very close to them physically, so that even though my antennas were not pointed in the right direction, they were still very weak. Just the proximity, they were just within feet of me, would make the messages go through. Does that make any sense? If you're very far away,
so it's you relay. Human beings, the brain has mirror neurons, so you could say that you were getting tuned into their mirror neurons to receive the information that they were giving you, and the close proximity allowed that to happen until you got familiar with the vibratory energy.
Absolutely. That's absolutely true. And so one of the things that they impressed on me was that this work, you must approach it from your heart space instead of your brain. And I, as a young man, I managed to get very good grades, and I thought that the brain, wow, I can figure out this very complex trigonometry or algebra, and I began to think, wow, you must always cultivate your mind. But actually, I found out that from the kahunas that it's better to cultivate your heart. And your heart will tell your mind, it's okay to have a beautiful mind, but it's even more okay to have a beautiful heart. And people in this kind of, the kind of work that you and I are doing, we come from the heart. And I noticed this in you. All the healers that exist in L.A., you befriended me in a very moving way, very touching. And I thought, wow, this guy has an open heart. In Hawaii, we call it aloha pumehana. Aloha puwai, meaning open heart and heart full of love. So as long as we approach our work from our heart space rather than the mind, we're going to be okay. And we're going to be able to send this love to everyone we come in contact with and cause them or allow them into a safe space where they can heal themselves. And this basic concept is what I'm going to be teaching this coming Saturday up in Woodland Hills.
Yes.
I have a workshop where I'm going to be teaching people how to do the work that I'm doing. And your audience will notice that even though I'm only talking and not doing anything specifically, but by talking with you and audience listening, many of them will feel the effects of the vibration of my voice. And they will feel very calm and comfortable, almost as if they're going to fall asleep. Unlike a lot of powerful speakers like, say, Tony Robbins, who gets people all pumped up and jumping up and down, I make people very calm and almost fall asleep in my presence. So people, those of you who are listening, I'm sure that you already feel a sense of what I'm talking about. And at the end of the show, it would be very helpful if you, the listeners, will continue to stay in the same space and allow yourself, if you fall asleep, to be able to take a short nap and not just jump up and run out the door, unless you have to, say you have a toothache, you've got to get to the dentist. But otherwise, it would be very helpful if you stay in a calm, restful state. And so I am going to be teaching on Saturday how you can cultivate this idea. And it is actually so simple that people think it's hard. And I'm constantly bombarded with, that's it? I say, yes, that's it. You don't have to have know how the body is wired, or you don't have to understand quantum physics. And I say, not at all. If you want to understand quantum physics, that's quite fine. But the work that I do is so simple. It's almost as simple as breathing.
And right, exactly.
That is where the majesty of it lies. That it's so simple. People, I have some clients who include a cardiologist, very famous cardiologist in Beverly Hills, who don't believe that I can impart the kind of information that I have in just a matter of hours. If people listened very carefully to what I say and show them, I can actually do the whole thing in a matter of minutes. 10 to 15 minutes is quite sufficient. Mm-hmm. The rest of the time at the workshop, I am trying to tell them that there is nothing more. There is nothing more. You just do this, and the people will respond. And I'm sure that as a practitioner yourself, you'll fully align with that thinking. Is that right?
Oh, yes, yes, absolutely. The human ego is our biggest enemy sometimes and keeps us trapped. It's just,
That's right.
And have you had specific cases of dramatic healing with your work?
Absolutely. In fact, it's very timely that you ask me this question because about 4 weeks ago, I got a call from a man who was quite distressed over his daughter. His daughter is 5 months old, 5 years old, beautiful little girl. And he called me from one of the really high-powered hospitals for cancer treatment. And he was just desperate. And he said, I was looking all over the internet and I found you. I thought I might as well give this a shot. His daughter was could not eat anymore, and she was barely walking. And I told him, I never met him before, I told him, can you just let me speak to your daughter for a minute? And he said, well, she's not very talkative. And I said, just let me speak to her for a few seconds. I talked to her for maybe 20 seconds, 30 at the most, and she started screaming like excitedly, like it was Christmas, and this is all on the phone, Gary. And, and after about half a minute, father came back on, and he and I we talked for maybe 5 minutes or so, and he said, "Wow, this is amazing. My little girl is out of bed and running all over the place," and he said he happens to be a physical therapist, so he's very aware of his body and things that happen to the body. He said, I happen to have had a kinked neck that was giving him a lot of pain. And he says, I don't have any more pain in my neck, and my daughter's running around. When can you come in? When can you we come and see you? So long story short, she got up the next morning. He texted me that she got up and asked for food. And now, toward the end stage of cancer, people don't really have an appetite. Okay, she ate up a storm. And since then, her markers have normalized. This is all within a month. Have normalized, and her hair is growing back. And I am definitely not a physician, and I don't want you to think that I'm giving you medical advice or to anyone. My work is totally spiritual. But if you, in our Hawaiian tradition, we believe that when the spirit is content and well-fed and aligned with the higher power, whatever you understand higher power to be, whether you understand it to be a tree, or to be Jesus, or Buddha, or Islam, or whatever. There is a higher power to everyone. We all have a higher power. As long as our spirit is aligned with it, we can come out of a critical situation such as this little girl I'm talking to you about. And they invited me to their home, and I've been there a second time. And the little girl's just full of life, and her skin color has changed. She has her coloring now is normal. I'm sure in your experience you notice that people toward the end stage of cancer, their skin kind of turns kind of gray.
Yes, absolutely.
She's now absolutely normal color, pink.
Wonderful.
So that's just one. I have worked with people thousands of miles away, and they were in a coma, and after a few minutes talking to them without their saying anything, they very shortly afterwards open their eyes and start moving around, and in many cases, they get discharged from the hospital. But about 2 months ago, I don't always win. 2 months ago, I was in right here in Los Angeles. I was in a critical care unit with another little girl, but unfortunately, I was only able to visit her one time. And she showed some very, very distinctive signs, and the family were all crying. They told me how much they appreciated my going there and so on. But sometimes, and I'm sure that you would agree with this, it's very good if people who would like to try this kind of healing, they come in early instead of waiting until the last day of their life before they call
right,
on
absolutely.
Charity
for
myself. But in any event,
it's
that's
just ironic. A lot of people with Western medicine wait until the day of death before they'll try something unusual, which is pretty sad. Now, you're going through a change now. I want to make sure we have a few minutes left here about focusing more online with your healing and teaching. So can you talk about that a little bit before we close and get the information for LA Float Center?
Yes. Thank you for that. I have been doing in the last 9 months shows like this one, which is over the internet and regular radio stations and TV stations here in Los Angeles and in Australia, New Zealand, and a few islands down under, as well as in France. And it is now absolutely convincing that I can affect people just with the sound of my voice through the airwaves. As you know, the separation between objects, like for you and me and our listening audience, you probably have people from several different states and maybe a foreign country or two. Spiritually, we are not actually separated. We are just, it is like you are sitting here across from me, and the audience is not miles and miles away from us. We are all physically close together. And so I at one point I was very happy with being kind of a unique person who has this simple approach to healing, and it's very powerful, and people go, wow. And I thought, okay, and my ego came in and says, wow, that's really nice to have all these accolades. And then I went and visited my mentors, and I was so happy, and they told me, well, this is very nice, but before you die, you're going to be able to reach just maybe a few thousand people. But if you were to teach people or to do something over the airwaves, you could reach thousands of people who would then reach millions of people. And so I decided I will do this. I will shift my focus to the media and in both my healing work and teaching. And I have to say, also, I congratulate you for being one of the first here in L.A. to take my workshop. And
yes,
I know that you are using it in a very, very powerful way.
Yes, I've integrated into my own. We only have another minute left, Master Sio, so I'm just going to read where you're going to be. So if anyone would like to take this workshop, it's the Results Healing Mastery Workshop, 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Saturday, May 31st at L.A. Float Center. It's in Woodland Hills. I'm going to put the address and Master Sio's contact information on our radio show here. And I'm sorry I have to cut you off. We could go on and on and on, but we're at the end of our time, this time anyway. And I bid you aloha and namaste, my dear friend. And I will get this on social networks so more people know about it electronically. And hopefully some of them will...
Yes.
So, Master
Sio,
thank you. thank you, as always. It's been absolutely wonderful, and my apologies for the technical glitch. And this is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection. Namaste till next time.
Namaste.